How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Stop. Before you consider taking drastic measures to lose weight, like GLP-1 injections, consider Golo. Golo's release is easier than injections and fad diets. No need to jump through insurance hoops. It's simple. You take one release supplement with each meal. Golo's release supplement contains 7 natural plants and 3 key minerals that target body fat and combat the stress of dieting. With Golo, you follow the Golo for Life plan, where you'll safely and effectively control sugar cravings and hunger while minimizing muscle loss, allowing you to feel good and inspired to reach your goal weight. With Golo, you get an effective and affordable weight loss solution that's clinically proven. Because controlling glucose, maintaining healthy insulin levels, and saying goodbye to starvation dieting is the secret to lasting weight loss and wellness. Visit Golo.com to get started today. That's Golo.com. Go to Golo.com to join the 5 million people who have switched to Golo as a better way to lose weight. Visit Golo.com today.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Attorney General Tears into appeals court for acquitting and discharging minority leader in ambulance procurement trial, branding their decision perverse, grossly unfair and erroneous, as he vows to overturn it at the Supreme Court.
We'll file an appeal to the Supreme Court for the Supreme Court to give a definitive view on the matter. And I think that clearly this decision by the Court of Appeal is wrong, is unfair to the nation and must not be allowed to stand.
Meanwhile, lawyer for the minority leader has declared they are ready to face off with the Attorney General at the Supreme Court.
Kinsel Atufosin is not a coward. He's not a coward. He is not. He is willing to stand up to anything. Nobody is afraid of Governor Dami's treachery. Nobody is afraid of his treachery.
Meanwhile, there has been jubilation in Parliament as the NDC minority side celebrates a big win.
The Attorney General, even if he was one way with humble pride, is saying that he wants to litigate on this matter. Mr. Speaker, we assure him that he will be further disgraced.
And Top Story is always brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energy's Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. The Attorney General started the battle, but today he lost the war. And in Parliament, shortly after the appeals court acquittal and discharging of the minority leader, his colleagues on the NDC side jubilated. Well, Kesa Tofosing was facing significant jail time for causing financial loss to the state in the ambulance procurement trial. But today, the appeals court, in a 2-1 majority decision, acquitted and discharged him, effectively truncating the controversial trial at the High Court. The Attorney General himself, Godfrey Yebo Adami, tore into the court, branding their decision perverse, grossly unfair and erroneous. Speaking to my colleague MFR Powell on the Midday News, he vowed to have the judgment overturned at the Supreme Court.
Was surprised by this ruling. I'm sure the entire nation is surprised, because indeed the public has been following the trial and the evidence led by the prosecution. It is not in doubt at all whatsoever that there has been financial loss in this matter established. It's a case where vehicles supporting to be ambulances were imported into the country in December 2014. Indeed, they were bereft of any equipment or parts that would render them to be used as ambulances. So if evidence has been led, all the court is supposed to look at that stage is whether the necessary ingredients of the offence have been established. And indeed, the necessary ingredients of the offence have been established. The trial court had held so way back over a year ago. The trial has since proceeded, and we have gone ahead to lead even further evidence to show connection between the accused persons and the offence.
But all these facts, Mr. Attorney General, all these facts were before the Court of Appeal, yet they took a decision that there's no case against these two persons, and you still insist that it was a wrong decision by the Court of Appeal. What would you do about it?
Precisely. I mean, so I'm a firm believer in the rule of law, an adherent to the rule of law, and clearly I will appeal against the decision. This is the first time that a decision adverse to the prosecution has been given by a court. Remember, when there was an order after we had led so much evidence against Dr. Opini, the High Court actually ordered that we should commence de novo. What did I do? I filed an appeal to the Court of Appeal, and I was able to sustain the appeal. And so I think that is what we've done promptly in this matter. We'll file an appeal to the Supreme Court for the Supreme Court to give a definitive view on the matter. And I think that clearly, this decision by the Court of Appeal is wrong, is unfair to the nation, and must not be allowed to stand. If indeed it stands, it will set a very dangerous precedent for the nation. It goes against the grain of all the authorities on causing financial loss in the country. And in my respectful view, there is no case in which financial loss has been more clearly established than this one. The financial loss established, and also as a result of the act of the accused person here, it's so clear. You find an accused person who even profited several thousand euros out of the 2.3 million euros that was paid for the ambulances. I mean, I think that this is so offensive to the rule of law, and indeed, the decision must not be allowed to stand. And so I think that as the Attorney General, it is nothing personal. It is a case where I seek to uphold the rule of law, and indeed, we have to test the soundness of this decision, and I have no doubt at all that the decision was most unsound and bad.
So safe to say that at least you are heading to the Supreme Court as we speak?
Yes, definitely.
Well, looking at the case in itself, just before you go though, technically, it means that this whole ambulance procurement trial is over.
So as I said, there's always an opportunity of an appeal, and we're going to explore that.
But until then, we can safely say...
For now, it means that the trial is suspended for now. But if the Supreme Court makes a determination that indeed the decision of the Court of Appeal was wrong, it will lead to a continuation of the trial from where we left off.
But looking at the trial itself and some of the issues that came up, Mr. Dami, at least the issue about the plea bargaining, the amounts that Big C wanted to pay in all this, looking back in hindsight, you think we should have taken that money? At least we were trying them for causing financial loss to the state. We had the opportunity to take some money, but yet we did not. Looking back on that.
It is not as simple as that. Again, everything must be done within the confines of the law. If a party, which is not a party to the proceedings, offers to pay money, and for the accused person to let off. What will be the position in which I find myself? That yes, I've agreed to the matter to be continued because somebody sitting somewhere has offered to pay somebody. I mean, I think that even the public would have raised further questions against me, against my integrity and all that. And my integrity is what matters in the process.
Okay.
Indeed, it's a matter of record that the accused persons were interested in it. So why would the accused persons themselves openly and freely come forward and make the plea bargaining proposal? I'd rather hide behind third parties.
But to the layperson, the ordinary person would say, we could have still taken the money and still go on with the trial, but we chose not to.
Yes. No, so the trial can proceed. No, so the basis of the proposal by the accused persons was that I should listen to some third parties and truncate the trial. So indeed, the two could never have been compatible within the circumstances in which we find ourselves.
Well, but what would you say finally to persons who would say that Godfred Dame, as the Attorney General, is emotionally attached to this particular case?
And how is that so? How would I be emotionally attached to the matter? Never at all. Otherwise, there cannot be any prosecution for financial laws in the country. I think that all cases are prosecuted at the instance of the Attorney General. The Attorney General is responsible for every prosecution in the country. And so there cannot be a question of Natalie not being emotionally involved or connected to any matter at all. It's a case where I think that the public accountability must reign, and the quest of public accountability in the country must really prevail. I think the situation where some people, with all respect, find or consider themselves to be above the law, above the rule of law, must not happen. The rule of law implies that everyone is underneath the law. We are all below the law, and we're all supposed to observe the law. No particular person or group of persons can be above the law. A trial is a trial. Negligence of an offense for stealing is the same, whether committed by a person highly paid society or by the lowest ranked member in society. It's the same. I mean, financial laws, financial laws.
Mm.
And indeed, the essence of these financial laws cases is to check public accountability in office, is to ensure that public accountability is upheld. So there must be a full opportunity for the state to conduct its case when it comes to financial laws cases, because it goes.
Well, we've also been hearing tonight from the lawyer for the minority leader, Ejiofor Tomakilu, who has served notice his client is ready to face off with the Attorney General at the Supreme Court.
Pew's decision.
Today, what I saw is a group of courageous judges who decided to hold fidelity to the law. We are exceedingly grateful to the my lords at the Court of Appeal. Look, I cannot thank them enough, and we want to appreciate the Almighty God for taking us away from Godfred Dame's conspiracy. I have never in my life seen an Attorney General who is emotionally attached, who has thrown professionalism to the dogs. Look, in my young age,
how has he thrown professionalism to the dogs?
I'm coming.
You have to answer that, please.
Yes, I'm dealing with that. In my young age, I've seen Obed Asamoah. I saw Nanado. I saw Papa Wuzwankoma. I saw my own company law lecturer, Joe Gatti. I saw Marietta. I saw Martin Amidu. I have never seen this level of emotionally unintelligence associated with the conduct of a criminal case like this. But you see, I am not surprised at all. I am not surprised. And I've been listening to him while he was talking. Look, if Godfred has any scintilla of shame left in him, any scintilla of shame.
Edugi, I would rather you actually deal with the case, the issues that have come up, at least in his decision or the concern that Attorney General raises. At least he says that this particular decision of the Court of Appeal, for him, it's unfair and that it will be inimical to the fight itself against impunity and abuse in public office in general. These are issues that we should be speaking to.
Do you know what he's insinuating?
What?
Do you know what he's insinuating? There's a judgment of a court. If you disagree, what you do is that you file your appeal and go to court and argue the rest. Now, to insinuate that the decision undermines the fight against corruption, you, the one that were coaching an accused person to undermine the court process, you heard what the trial judge said in her ruling on the mistrial. And instead of this attorney general apologizing to the good people of Ghana, he's out there ranting. Whatever he wants to do, let him go ahead and do it. We are ready. Look, what Godfrey Dame doesn't know, that case Olatu Fosun is not a coward. He's not a coward. He is not. He is willing to stand up to anything. Nobody is afraid of Godfrey Dame's treachery. Nobody is afraid of his treachery.
Court correspondent Latif Idris joins me in the studio right now. Latif, so what reasons did the court give for this decision?
So like you mentioned, it was a 2-1 decision. We had Justice Alex Poku Echampon, who was the presiding judge. He dissented. And then Justice Kweku Teria Akabuafo, he granted the case of submission of no case. Justice Philip Bright Mensah also granted the submission of no case. Now, in his ruling, Justice Kweku Teria Akabuafo, this is the reason he gave. He said the prosecution failed to establish sufficient evidence, and then trial judge erred in calling on A1, that is Dr. Case Olatu Fosun, to open his defense. No positively proven facts were made against A1, that is Dr. Case Olatu Fosun. There is no link between the evidence heard and what happened for the third accused to be called to open defense. That is in reference to Richard Jakpa. The appeal filed by both should succeed and the order of High Court set aside. Uphold the submission of no case. The appellate and hereby be acquitted and discharged. Then the second judge, who also granted, this is his ruling, he said, apart from the letter A1 wrote, he did not do much to be asked to open his defense. Ministry of Health, who has to do pre-inspection and not A1. Here referencing Richard Enimana, Sylvester Enimana, excuse me, who was let go during the trial.
Former chief director of the health ministry.
Reasons not explained, the health ministry.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
She refused to do that and should be held accountable. So in Justice Bright Mensah's own deduction, the health ministry should be held accountable and not A1 or A3. As of today, the ambulances are still at the port and that cannot be blamed on A1, that is Dr. Case Olatu Fosun. No prima facie has been made for accused to open their defense. This is in stark contrast to the High Court's ruling. The evidence by prosecution is not reliable for a court to deal with. On A3, he says no evidence for him to be called upon to answer. Money paid was because he take instruction against his principal. His principal here referencing Big C, the Dubai-based business. And so essentially, this is the ruling of those who upheld the case. In his ruling, the judge who presided, the Justice Alex Pokwe Champon, he said the judge did not err when she asked them to open their defense.
And today you've been speaking to Richard Jackpa, the third accused person in this particular matter, and already he's looking for his passport.
Of course.
Which has been detained throughout the trial.
Exactly. So, you know, he was restricted. Part of the bail condition, he had to submit his passport so that he didn't jump bail. That was the fear, that he would jump bail. So today, just after the ruling by the Court of Appeal, he rushed straight to the High Court and he went there purposely to secure his passport. But then that hasn't been done yet. He couldn't lay his hands on the passport. He has to go through a certain process. I spoke with him and this is what he has to say.
This ruling is a victory for all democracy-loving Ghanaians and those who hold fidelity to the rule of law, not to the law. So it's a victory for all Ghanaians. It's not a victory for me alone. And for all those who were praying and they saw that we needed integrity in this country. And they wanted that protected. And so it's a victory for everyone.
So you were in a hurry to pick your passport here at the High Court. Are you planning to leave the country following all the, the hearing and all that has gone on? Is that the intention that you have right now?
Oh, not at all. I'm going nowhere. If I'm traveling, it's purely to go and get my international business partners and try to see how I can get things back on track.
How has that affected your business in any way?
Oh, completely down to the ground. So I have a lot of work to do now.
You know, the AG has the, or the prosecution, they could also go to the Supreme Court and also go for review if it goes against them. Is this something you are looking forward to? Are you prepared for that?
More than prepared. I'm always ready. If the Attorney General wants to go to a court or go to the Supreme Court to appeal against the ruling, I'll meet him there.
I want to take it to Parliament now. And Kweku Asante is my parliamentary correspondent there and joins us right now live. And Kweku, there have been some reactions in Parliament. Have we heard from Atuforsing himself?
Not yet. In fact, he has been shying away from media interviews. Whenever we have gone to him, he says he's going to take his time. He will speak to the media at the right time. But what happened was when he entered the chamber upon starting of proceedings today, the NDC MPs who had a lot of white cloth around their neck did cheer him on as he walked in. And that brought sitting to stand still for almost a minute or two. It was upon that the former minority leader, the man that Atuforsing succeeded as minority leader, Haruna Idrisu, offered an explanation as to why the NDC MPs were in such jubilant mode, excited and singing chants, and warning the Attorney General that if he proceeds with this new appeal that he's seeking to file, he'll be further embarrassed.
The Court of Appeal upheld that the decision by the High Court for him to proceed with a submission of his case had no legal basis, and therefore they not only discharged him but acquitted him. That is what we are celebrating, and he's invited to celebrate us. Now, Mr. Speaker, I hear the Attorney General, even in Israel, swallowing his humble pride, is saying that he wants to litigate on this matter. Mr. Speaker, we assure him that he will be further disgraced, because this matter, if you want to try people, try them on matters which are legally meritorious. Letters of credit, are mere guarantees. I can go into the matter. This is parliamentary chamber. So, Mr. Speaker, the minority here is celebrating the independent, courageous decision of the Court of Appeal in acquitting the minority leader. That should be celebrated, that in the realm of separation of powers, at least one of the arms of government have stood up to a calling today that they are independent and courageous and will not be used as forum for the persecution of his political opponent.
And there was an invitation, Kweku, to the majority leader to join in the celebrations. Did he take this invitation?
Well, the majority leader, Alexander Afenyo-Makin, said he really shared in the victory of the minority leader and that he knows that this represents some good omen for democracy in Ghana. He was however quick to add that the NDC MPs cannot pick and choose. They cannot criticize the courts when they make judgments that do not go in their favor and celebrate them at the same time when they make judgments like this that are in their favor.
We have to be very consistent as a political class in our celebration of the judiciary. Mr. Speaker, I agree with the position taken by the Honorable Harun Idrisu. No executive arm of government can manipulate the judiciary arm of the realm. Mr. Speaker, it must never be said, that the judiciary is under the control of the executive. Mr. Speaker, Honorable Harun Idrisu is a courtroom practitioner, just as I am. You were a courtroom practitioner. One of the things that we were taught at the bar was to accept the decisions of the court.
When in our lives, Xavier Kujie is the PRO for the Ghana Bar Association. Professor Kujie Epiejetia is Associate Professor, School of Law, University of Ghana. And Felix Kwachifosu is the aide to John Dramani Mahama. He is obviously the flag bearer of the National Democratic Congress. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for your time here on Top Story. Xavier, let me start with you. We've heard from the Attorney General in a statement that his office issued. It describes this decision as perverse, erroneous, grossly unfair, fair within his rights to use those words to describe the outcome today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. The position of the bar is that those words were inappropriate and unnecessary because if a decision did not go in your favor, you could try to appeal against it, which he indicated. So those words were not necessary. Don't forget, he's the leader of the bar. Words like that should not be used to describe judgments of a court or rulings of a court. We all must believe in the system. Assuming this decision had gone in his favor, would he have used those words? I am sure no. If you remember, in 2022, at our conference, he was one of the people who spoke against former President Mahama's description of the Supreme Court for unanimous 7. So for us, we did not expect him to use that word. The least we expected of him was to say that was a decision of the court. He would have applied for the decision, review it, and advise himself. I think that would have been more appropriate.
But this case is over. I mean, as far as appeals court is concerned, once it's out of the courts, you can say anything, can you not?
No, what I mean is this. Evans, those words are just too strong. Assuming the decision was made in his favor, would he have used such strong words? Inefficient, perverse? No, he is the leader of the bar. We shouldn't expect him to be using such words. You could say you disagree with the verdict of the court and you take steps. I think that's what everybody does. But as the official leader of the bar using such words, we take an exception to it.
Professor Pejeto, you agree?
Certainly, I do agree. I think as the leader of the bar, he went a bit too far. And so the use of words like perverse, unnecessary, I think I'm also of the view that it was unnecessary.
So the bar obviously is unhappy with the use of those words, Xavier. You have a president, of course, he's a leader of the bar, but you have a president who's voted for. Are you having a conversation with the Attorney General on this? Hello, Xavier.
Hello, Evans.
Yes.
I didn't get that.
No, I'm saying, I mean, obviously the bar is unhappy. The association is unhappy with the conduct of the Attorney General on this matter as it relates to the words he used. But you have an elected president. Are you having a conversation with the Attorney General on this matter?
There is nothing. We don't have to have any conversation with him. I think he should have known better.
Yeah, we all disagree with court rulings and judgments, but we don't use such words. Assuming he was even going to file grounds of appeal, I am not sure he'll be using such words.
Thank you very much. That there is Xavier Kujo, is a PRO of the Ghana Bar Association. I still have with me Professor Kujo PJ Tian, who is with me. And Prof, you've looked at what has happened today. What's your reaction to this outcome at the appeals court, bearing in mind that there's a case at the High Court which the Attorney General confirms now stands suspended?
Come again, please.
I'm asking you your quick reaction to the outcome today, bearing in mind the case at the High Court, which we now know stands suspended.
I think the court has spoken, and as we have just reacted to the Attorney General's reaction, certainly he went too far. So as things stand now, the person has been acquitted and discharged. So the matter has come to an end. One would have expected that the Attorney General would let the case rest and go to deal with numerous other cases that are on his desk, so that the Bureau of Justice can continue to move on, and we'll be able to bring this case to a close. I think the judge also made a point that probably there's somebody else that should be sued, but not certainly the minority leader. So that is where the Attorney General should direct the case towards, so that if he wants to reignite it, he has the power to do that. But as the court has decided, leave the first accused person in this case to alone, so that we can look at other ways to deal with this particular canker. We are all not happy about the amount of money that has been wasted. And if there's a way to get the money back, or certainly to make sure that justice is served by those that caused it, the proper steps should be taken to retrieve the money for the state, or to punish those who are involved in causing that financial loss to the state.
Knowing what you know, having followed this case play out in the media, and and thankfully there's a part of this that then also plays out live when it's happening, is this a fair outcome?
I think so, because when we are talking about a no case to answer, it means that the prosecution has finished its case, brought all the evidence it has in its folder, and said that this is what I think is the basis to find this accused person guilty of the charges leveled against him. But with criminal cases, we are looking at establishing a case beyond reasonable doubt. So the court has the power, immediately after the submission of your case, to conclude that there is no case to answer, or the defense can also make that proposition and present a case that indeed there is no case to answer. So that is what transpired in court. And the court in its wisdom has ruled that this is the rightful decision to come to. Of course, as the legal process entails, it allows for appeal to the Supreme Court. But you don't just go to the Supreme Court, or you go on appeal. You have to weigh the nature of the case that you have to be able to decide whether you want to move on to the next level. So that makes me come back to the question asked the Attorney General. Is he not being too emotionally involved in the case? Or is he not being too fixated on trying to make sure that the minority leader is prosecuted? I think he needs to look at, review that carefully, because it is a question of legality, it's a question of professional conduct. So that he needs to look at those factors to be able to come to the conclusion that I want this case to rest, or if truly there is a way to go about it. Even the way to go about it is critical, because going about trying to cast aspersions on the decision is also not right.
And give me a quick verdict on this. He's already said that he's going to the Supreme Court. In your estimation, knowing what you know, is that a sound legal move to take?
I personally don't think it's a sound decision to take. In my opinion, the matter should rest after this decision by the Court of Appeal.
In your opinion, the High Court trial that is currently happening. He says his son's suspended. Suspended is what he used. Does it mean that it's terminated or can be reactivated?
Well, if the person has been acquitted and discharged, it means the case has come to an end. If it is just discharged, it means that there's a possibility that the case can be resurrected. So
this also applies to the High Court?
Sorry?
It also applies to the High Court when you say it's come to an end.
Sorry, the line is very faint.
Can you hear me? I'm just asking in relation to what is happening before the High Court. Does it also mean that that too has come to an end?
Yes, it has come to an end.
Prof, thank you.
So it is suspended, and it means that he's saying in anticipation of going to the Supreme Court for the appeal, which will then, if it's successful, would then resurrect or resuscitate the case at the High Court.
Prof, I'm grateful that you joined us with your thoughts on this. And I want to bring in Felix Kwachi Fosu, former president, the flag bearer of the NDC. Felix, thanks for your time here on Top Story. And this is just out of curiosity. Has a former president been briefed about this outcome? And how is he reacting to this?
Well, I'm not in a position to say that. The former president is in the central region at the moment. I'm in the greater Accra region. So I've not had an interaction with him on this matter yet.
But reactions coming in generally from your side, what would that be?
My man, we have been very clear in our minds from the very onset that this case was political persecution of the most evil kind hatched by the Akufo-Addo administration. You know, it amounted to a callous abuse of prosecutorial powers just to silence a critic in the shape of Dr. Kasiel Attofuosin, who at the time of the institution of the case was a minority spokesperson on finance, primarily because he was opposed doggedly to the mismanagement of the economy and the approval of the 2022 budget in late 2021, which contained the E-levy. It was because of his stance that this government, through Gofore Adame, callously and wickedly instituted this case against him. Because perhaps you do not know, this case was investigated as far back as 2017. And between that period, they had done nothing. It was only when they realized that Dr. Attofuosin was becoming a thorn in their flesh because of his stance on the economy, that they hastily dusted off the documents and took it to court without regard to the facts. And indeed, our time and resources have been wasted because our attorney general went to court and feigned financial illiteracy. He pretended that he does not understand what letters of credit is. And indeed, if you read the ruling of the appeals court today, they do justice. They viscerally excoriated him, completely demolished his arguments, and showed that, in fact, his own witnesses in court, and I was sitting in court that day, when they brought in an official of the Bank of Ghana who actually worked on the LC, he told them point blank, and across the examination, that letters of credit do not amount to payment. It was only a guarantee of payment pending the fulfillment of specific conditions spelled out in the establishment of the LC. The Attorney General knew this. He knew that Dr. Attofuosin and Richard Dakpa had no case to answer and yet took it to court. Look at Dakpa, for instance. If you read the ruling of the appeals court today, it shows